Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., where, you know, we have fun teaching you about hypnosis. If you're watching this show anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now because we got some really cool links and extra information right down there below the video. How's it going, Meredith?
It's going so good, Cal. I'm happy to be here, happy to be preparing for my trip to Kauai.
Wow, you're still preparing?
I'm still, actually, right now I'm probably back.
Yeah. So, okay, now you've let that cat out of the bag. For those people who don't know, we record usually like four of these videos all at one time and then prepare them and release them over a period of 4 weeks. And so we're getting ready to go to the NGH convention, but by the time everyone gets to see this, we will be back from the NGH convention, no doubtedly having had a wonderful time. All right. So let me tell you guys a little bit about Meredith. Meredith is fun. She's smart. She's got a master's degree in psychology. She was a psychotherapist before she got converted to hypnotherapy. She's a gal who loves her dog. She's smart. She's a kind of an ex-athlete. I'm trying to get her back on the bicycle, do some riding with me, but I think she's afraid of the old man. Kick her butt. That's what she's afraid of. How's it going? Is that the truth, Meredith? Come on.
That's pretty darn true there. Yeah.
So you should be going on that 100-mile ride with me.
Yeah, I tell you, you keep inspiring me, Cal. I don't know. Maybe I'll just join you.
That would be great. That'd be great. So, what you want to do now?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about you. I want to tell everybody that Cal is who I want to be when I grow up. And I don't even think he's grown up yet, so I can't wait to see what he does when he grows up. But Cal is the ultimate one percenter. I think you're like even a, what would it be? I'm not very great at math. 0.01 percenter? Is that what you are, Cal?
I'm whatever you want me to be, Meredith.
Cal is the best of the best. He's the one that trains the best of the best. He is the hypnosis guru, and he just blows my mind with everything that he can do technologically and otherwise. I don't know where you find all the energy, Cal, but he is the one who inspired me to do the work that I'm doing today, and I'm just really grateful to know him. I'm so grateful for all of his experience, and I look forward to just continuing to learn more and more, and maybe even riding a bike with you real soon.
That would be so cool. I tell you, I get people into this. Like, I've got a guy I'm riding with now. He's like 24. He's like half my age. And we go out there and ride. And when we started off, he couldn't keep up. But now, you know, I've got him on my secret project. He's lost like 27 pounds now, and his energy's up there. And now he's inspiring me to go farther, faster, and that kind of thing. All right, let me get a couple quick announcements quicker than the time before. Couple of classes coming up. October, I got my NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path, link below. And the Week of Power coming up in November, and that's for all you folks out there who are already certified with some reputable hypnosis organization like the NGH, and you want to move up to the next level, get 5-Path and 7-Path, and work on becoming a 1%er. What's the 1%er? It's the best of the best, the top 1%. Also, our hypnospace.com membership keeps growing. I think by now it ought to be around 350 members. It just keeps growing steady, steady. The more members, the more valuable it is for all of the members. It's a community of people who are interested in hypnosis. You can blog, you can put videos up there, you can put pictures up there, you can create groups, you can join groups, or whatever you're interested in. All right. Ooh, okay. I'm crossing all that stuff off because that's already gone by. Last week we did the 10 keys to forgiveness, and we had kind of a teaser for you for what we're going to do next.
Wait, Cal, we did not do the 10 keys to forgiveness.
Oh, that's back when I was working with that other person.
Flashback.
Yeah. 10 keys to doing successful find an object stuff with hypnosis.
Yes.
See, that's a whole week ago. How am I expected to remember that? I have to check my blog. Even though in actual recording time, it was only like about 15 minutes ago, and already it's fallen out of my head.
But with all that you do, Cal, it's like light years behind you.
Let me tell you what I'm doing right now. you know, I've got two monitors. One's right here. You can't see it. And there's another one right here. Huge. I got wall-to-wall monitors here. And I've got Facebook on one monitor. And with that, I've got a thing called ping.fm, where I post to a gazillion different social networks, microblogging. I'm going to run through part of the list. I post on Twitter, Facebook, Plurk, MySpace, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Identica, Brightkite, FriendFeed, Jaiku, Blogger, PlaxoPulse, LiveJournal, Bebo, Hi5, Mashable, Jenga, Friendster, Yahoo, and that's all I've got on the page that I can read. So I post to all them. And then I've also got, over on this other monitor, I have got TweetDeck, where it's constantly showing me who's tweeting, who's doing direct messages, where I've been mentioned on different... It's just technology, so much fun. Do you do that kind of stuff? Are you a social networker?
Only on our Hypnospace. That's where I socially network. I haven't gone to the other places yet.
I social network on a cigar aficionado website, and also on a couple of biker websites where we talk about Harleys and you know, doing biker stuff.
Reliving the old days.
Hell yeah. Back in the old days when we had to kickstart our motorcycles to get them going. Yeah, my motorcycle has a kicker on it. All right. That should be the kicker. Why don't you go ahead and bring us into the topic of the show?
All right. Well, we were inspired to cover this because of our last couple podcasts talking about finding lost objects. And Cal kind of teased, he put a little teaser in there, that we would talk about using the pendulum. And then as we were really discussing the pendulum, we realized, you know, there's lots of uses for the pendulum. And so why not do an episode about that? And so today, let me get my pendulum. We are talking about the pendulum and how to use it to get all kinds of answers. And you know, some people believe more in this than others. Personally, I think it's kind of somewhere along the line of muscle testing. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of muscle testing. Cal, have you?
Yes, I test my muscles every day.
Indeed, you do, on your bike. But muscle testing can be used kind of in the same way of the pendulum, to kind of get answers from your higher self, or that you know just intuitively, or your deepest desires. There are all kinds of different ways of looking at it, but you can use the pendulum to do that. Personally, I think that the pendulum is probably more reliable than muscle testing, because muscle testing is usually, especially when you do it by yourself, only as reliable as you're able to do it yourself. It's much more reliable if you do it with someone else. But you want to get a pendulum. Doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be anything special. Don't have to wear it around your neck for 5 days straight for it to be viable. You just get any old pendulum. And what you want to do, Cal, should I go ahead and tell him?
I think you should just let the whole cat out of the bag.
I'm letting it out right now. And so what you want to do is you want to, you know, first off, establish what is yes and what is no. And it's really about asking yes, no questions in any instance, whether you're finding a lost object or whether you want to kind of try to determine where it is that you should move, where it is you should set up your office, you know, what it is that you should have for lunch. You can pretty much ask any question. And there are yes, no questions. And so Cal was reminding me that intuitively the nod is yes and the shaking of the head is no. And so what we always want to do is set up, and sometimes people start, and I don't have one with me, Cal, but I'll draw one really quick. So sometimes people like to use something that looks like this, the circle with the cross on it, just to kind of set things up, right? And you want to just establish that yes is swinging the pendulum like you would nod up and down, and that no is swinging the pendulum right to left like you would shake your head no. And so you establish that yes, stop it, and then no is this way. And now the idea is that you're not moving your hand to make it happen, but the idea is that you, when you hold the pendulum straight with the center of the pendulum at the center of the cross, or just, you know, they're centered, not moving, that when you ask the question, that you, your body will just start to shift it in the direction of whichever answer, yes or no, is most appropriate, coming from your inner wisdom. Am I right on so far, Cal? Anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, you know, just to kind of capitalize and underline a few things, and that is, the pendulum Now, we're not talking about using the pendulum to hypnotize someone. We might do that in another episode. But we're not like typically. I mean, if you want to, you could do that kind of stuff. But typically in class, I'll talk about using this for getting at information that's in the subconscious or unconscious mind, stuff you already know, but that for some reason you just can't become aware of it consciously. We're not dowsing, like you're trying to hook into some kind of energy and find water or something like that. This is what the pendulum does is it magnifies motion. So if you could think of a little girl that's on a swing, you know, the chain might be 30 feet long and her little feet are just like 2 feet long. And she'll start kicking those little feet back and forth, and that little, the pendulum will magnify that little movement, and she'll start swinging a great distance back and forth on that 30-foot long pair of chains that are holding the swing, that she's the seat of the swing. And so we're really talking about is using minute unconscious muscle movement and magnifying it so we can get to that information. Okay, go ahead.
Sounds good. So as far as finding where something is, it's a matter of just kind of pecking and hunting. And so it would be a matter of, once you've established yes and no, holding the pendulum perfectly straight, not trying to make any kind of movement, and then asking, is the object, so say it's a ring you're looking for, is the ring in the bedroom? And you would hold it and see if there's any kind of answer. Whether the pendulum starts moving up and down, meaning yes, or right to left, or left to right, meaning no. And so you would look for an answer there. And then, Cal, what if there is nothing? What if you get nothing?
Well, then either you don't know and there's nothing to recall, or you may have some kind of blockage, but I've never really had that happen. When you get done explaining how to do it, I'm going to give an example of how we used the pendulum to find something that was lost.
Great. And so you're just going to keep narrowing it down. And so you're going to ask, is the ring in the bedroom? And if you get a yes, then you would start narrowing it down. Is the ring in my dresser? And you see if you get a yes or no. If it's in the dresser, is it, you know, in a regular drawer or something like that? And you can keep asking, you know, is it tucked in a special place in the dresser? Like if you have super secret hiding places in the dresser. Is it in a sock in the dresser? And you can just keep narrowing it down by asking more and more questions. Of course, if you're getting lots of no's, then you're just going to keep moving from room to room, from place to place. You can even ask more generally, is it even in my house? Is the ring in my house? That kind of thing. And that will help you to narrow down where it might be, and then asking further questions to find out more specifically where it is. Did you want to go ahead and tell your story or add to that, Cal?
Yeah, let me just tell a quick little story. So one time more, like you guys probably know, I've done a lot of training abroad, and one of the places that we've done a lot of training with hundreds of graduates in Singapore. And we go there because Maureen, my wife, who's also the general manager here, is from Singapore. So it was really easy for us to go over there and start training because we had friends and family over there. And one time when we got back, she was trying to find an item of jewelry that she knew she took with her. And she was kind of concerned about, gosh, did she bring it back? And so we just could take out the pendulum. And without hypnosis, just train the pendulum that back and forth is yes. And like nodding the head and then going sideways, like going no, is no. So teach that to Maureen, and then we just simply said, you know, did you leave it in Singapore? And the pendulum started going no. See, Maureen didn't know that consciously. See, we don't really have memory problems. What we have is retrieval of memory problems. So we got no. We said, well, where is it in the house? And we got yes. So we start from the most general and then move to the specific. You know, is it on the main floor? And she got yes, because it's a multi-leveled house. And we go, is it in the master bedroom? And she got no. And we just kept going through that process. And we finally found out that it was in our daughter's bedroom. And we narrowed it down to then the closet. And then narrowed it down that it was in some clothing. And then we narrowed it down to what kind of clothing. And it was, pants or trousers. And then she, that was as far as we could really go with this, and then she just went through all the pants in the in the closet, and in the pocket of a pair of jeans was the item of jewelry, and she was very happy. So you can use it. It's a very, very good tool in that way. Meredith, you want to talk about any other uses of the pendulum?
I love that story, Cal. Thank you. That cracks me up. You can use the pendulum for lots of things. You can find out the sex of a baby, right? You can, sometimes people have that kind of idea, whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, that kind of thing. You can use it, I love the idea of using it to kind of determine your innermost wishes and desires as far as maybe where you would move, or if you have, for instance, an option between cycling with Cal and maybe getting into doing some sort of extreme yoga. Which should I do? Extreme yoga or cycling with Cal? That kind of thing. What else, Cal? What other uses can you think of?
Well, let me talk a little bit about the gender of the baby. You usually don't use yes or no for that. What you do is the way I've seen that work in the past is you'd like maybe say that if it goes clockwise, that's male. And if it goes counterclockwise, that'd be female. And the way you have to do that is first you have to program it in. And, just first you go like this. You go boy, 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 and spin in that direction and think boy. And then hold it still and just think boy, boy. And when it will start to spin on its own, then you've created that the kind of the conditioning or the communication response. And then, of course, counterclockwise for the female. And then you could just then have the mom say, what's the gender of my child? What's the gender of my child? Or the gender of my child is. And then it will start to move in one of those directions. And the theory behind that is that the woman's unconscious mind, which is what regulates the body, knows the gender of the child. Okay, and as far as other uses, exactly like you said, internal conflict. Sometimes on one hand we want one thing, but on the other hand we want another, and we're really having a hard time deciding what we really, really want. People are saying you should do this, and you're thinking you should do this. Well, you can use the pendulum to find out what you really, really down deep inside want. How's that, Meredith?
That sounds good. Cal, I'm curious, why would it be kind of a circular motion with finding out the sex of a baby versus an up and down, side to side motion? Do you know the difference?
Well, I guess it's because we get, instead of saying yes, no questions, I think that once you program a particular movement to be yes and another one to be no, that they should just be left for that. And you should find another movement for like the gender of the baby. So just so you don't scramble what other kind of training you've developed with the pendulum.
Yep, that makes sense to me.
That's just my guess. I've never had a baby, so I've never had to figure this out. But long before I became a hypnotist, in my family that they believed that you could find out the gender of a baby. But they had all kinds of things. They'd say, you have to hold it over the mom's stomach, or the mom has to hold it over her heart or her pulse, and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think any of that's necessary.
I love it. Yeah, well, I think that there's nothing worse than having inner conflict, Cal. I think there's I call it being on the fence. There's nothing worse than being on the fence. It's so important to pick one and line up with it when it comes to decisions. And so if the pendulum helps you to do that, more power to you. I highly recommend it.
I'm using the pendulum right now.
What do you want to find out?
Will Meredith ever ride her bicycle again? Will Meredith ever ride her bicycle again? It's saying yes. Oh, it just changed its mind. Okay, how are we doing on time?
You know what? It's just about time to wrap it up, Cal. 19 and a half minutes.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We definitely need your questions, comments, feedback. We love all of it. You can post it so many different places. It's not even funny. Probably our most favorite place is for you to join us live in the chat room on our hypnospace.com. We usually post ahead of time what time we're going to be filming. And so if you can join us there, that would be great. You can kind of watch us as we're filming and then, of course, watch the actual showing later. But you can submit your questions, and we do give priority to those questions submitted through the chat room. You can also post questions on the Ask Cal group on our hypnospace.com. You can even post comments and feedback and questions on calbanion.com. There's a little area just down there, if that's where you're watching this now, where it says to post comments, questions, that kind of thing. And so you can do that there. And both of us usually check those to, and sometimes we respond, or sometimes we just, if there are questions, cut those out of there and save them for the next filming. You can also email us directly. My email address is Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Please do check out my website, yourpathhypnosis.com. Cal, I'll send it back to you. Meredith Locker, signing off.
Hey, you're starting to do it like me. I'm rubbing off on you, you know. Hey, this is Cal Banion. Visit my websites, calbanion.com, that's this one, hypnosiscenter.com, that's where my class schedule is. Go to hypnosis.org, where we organize a world of hypnosis for you. And if you want to be either leaner, stronger, or faster, or richer, email me and let me know, and I'll let you know my secret project, and we'll team up and make those things happen for you. That's it for now. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.